and it's People in Your Neighborhood. This morning I'm joined by Clint Pites, and he's here to tell us about, of course, the big event that's going on this weekend. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, great. Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, we're gonna have a great one. We're just getting everything geared up here, thanks to our sponsors and volunteer efforts. We're expecting a great show. Weather's looking good. We just can't wait. So I've got some things I'd like to touch on. I know a lot of people have been interested on how do I get a ticket. Well, the tickets are through the website. They're not going to be sold on site. So you need to go to the LFFairshow.org, and that's the Let Freedom Fly Airshow website, and it's got about every question answered you can think of. And if you come up with one that stumps us, you'll have to give us a call. But a lot of great information on that website, including the ticketing stuff's on there, what to expect. When you're heading out there, you're going to act just like you're going on a flight. You're going to go just past the Walmart and our new car wash. You're going to go right down Airport Road. There's going to be volunteers there, parking help. They're going to get you in the area that we've got for parking. Once you get parked and settled in there, it's about a 1,200-foot walk to the entrance. You're going to kind of walk around the terminal, and then kind of along the road we're going to have marked off. So if you have some mobility issues, it's about a 5, 6, 7-minute walk, depending on your stride there, Will. So if you got any sort of maybe some small children or some strollers and a lot to pack in that's maybe too far to walk for that 5, 6, 7 minutes. We will have River City Transit available, and they're going to be located at the Kennedy School as well as Northridge Mall should we need it if Kennedy School fills. So we're going to be running a stream of buses for that service. So we just assume not everybody try and get on the bus. Otherwise, we'll get really jammed up there. So If you're able to walk, that's great. We expect most people to come in that way. So once in the show, there are no grandstands or bleachers. So we ask everybody to bring like a bag chair or something to sit on. We've got a lot of ramp, but there's no, you know, we're a working airport. So there's no permanent structures or anything like that, any grandstand seating. So a lot of wide open spaces. You know, make sure you bring your sunscreen. We're expecting mostly sunny skies and 75, perhaps a hat, comfortable shoes. You know, don't wear anything that's going to give you sore feet, no high heels, you know, something like that's going to give you a rotten time. So we've got about a half mile, just in, static displays in the performer airplane. So Wow. If you run around back and forth, I mean, there really is a lot to see. You know, I've a frustrating thing that we've got, is I keep having people tell me that they're going to try and watch this off-site. I mean, there's just no possible way that you're going to see this stuff again. And the other thing, too, is, you know, we have a 4th of July parade in Fort Pierre every year. God bless it. It's a great event. But you can, if you miss it this year, you can go next year. You're never, ever going to see this again. I mean, the efforts that were put forth by our sponsors and the volunteers that have stepped up to put this event together, I mean, it's almost an unsurmountable thing. I mean, it just takes a lot of money. And the assets that we've got coming to get an F-16 in Pierce, South Dakota, I mean, we've got people in backhoes and equipment and stuff putting arrestor cable gear in. I mean, we've got two or three different branches of the military that have been working for a week trying to get this thing set up. You know, let alone all the efforts and all of the proceeds that we are raising through the ticketing, all goes to our local United Way. So every penny that you put in your ticket there, I mean, that's all staying in our community. So you're really doing a good thing. And there's no other way to honor our people that serve in our military and salute our veterans and go look at this beautiful World War II equipment we're going to have. We've got Spitfire P-40, P-47, a B-25. You can actually buy a ride for someone in a B-25. I mean, where are you going to go to get that? I mean, you're just not even going to see anything like that. There's only a few that fly. So, I mean, we've just really pulled in a lot of assets from all over. And I mean, we've even got a jet-powered dragster that's going to be going over 300 miles an hour. And the pilots are all placing wagers on which one of them is going to get to race him and who's going to win. So, yeah. I mean, you're not going to see a jet car from your, you know, climbing on the roof of your house. I mean, be safe, stay on the ground, get a ticket, come out and watch this thing.
That's right. I do have a question, though.
Sure.
Is there any, like, what is there, like, an hours? Like, what time can people show up there?
Sure, you bet. Yeah, we better touch on that. Yeah, the gates open at 9, I'd say best. I mean, the gates open at 9:30, excuse me. Parking, you can get in there at 9, but you wouldn't want to stand and wait. So, you know, we kind of hope people will trickle in and not rush. There's a lot to look at, and there's food vendors. I mean, there's just a lot to do. The actual flying starts is from noon, and believe it or not, we've got about 4 hours worth of aerial demonstration. I mean, we got, you know, a parachutist to fly and all of these civilian acts that are going to be there. I mean, we've got some of the best pilots in the world that are going to be doing, you know, championship-style aerobatics. I mean, just, you know, you're not going to go to a better show. I will put this up to people who have been to other air shows that this will be a great, thrilling show. I mean, we've just got some of the coolest stuff you can actually have in an air show. We've got people on different food vendors. We've even got, you know, stuff for kids and adults. We've got an Air Force trailer coming a long ways. I spoke with them yesterday. I mean, it's got 5 bays of virtual reality. You can wear the big goggles, and it's got vests that interact and shake. I'm not sure what they do. It looks exciting, and it looks like you're actually on a, you know, you're actually out there doing battle with the bad guys. So, you know, there's just tons of stuff that we've got like that. The Air Force is coming, and they've got a robotics trailer where you can come and see some of the cool stuff that the Army's up to too. So, anyway, just want to make sure everybody knows to get their ticket and knows to, you know, how to get out there. And we can't wait to just put on a great show and showcase this wonderful airport that we have. I mean, a lot of people don't realize what a nice facility we actually have. So we're thrilled to show it off. The people that work at the airport have been working extra hard. I mean, it's hard to find a dandelion. They've just got the thing groomed up so nice, and they've done such a good job for us. So we're really proud of it, and we can't wait to get everybody out there and do this great thing for Pier and raise some funds.
Absolutely. I know I'm looking forward to it. I got my ticket a long time ago.
Yeah, you can still get them. You know, we're hoping if you're challenged and you really can't, you don't have access to a credit card or to get online, the Pier Chamber's been great. Miranda Panzer's just been wonderful helping put this thing together, and she'll help you get a ticket. We don't want anybody to miss out.
Absolutely. And like you said, you know, that the proceeds from the ticket sales go to United Way and then distributed to local charities. So, you know, it's a great time for a great cause.
Yeah, and another thing too, if you want a better experience even yet and don't want to have to worry about bringing in your bag chairs and all that, there is a premium package available. We still have, it's called the Aces Tent. It's kind of pricey, but remember, it goes to charity, and that's going to have catered food inside the tent, and beverages will be served throughout the day. And you're inside a tent, so you've got some shade if you need it, and because the shade's very limited. So if you want that kind of experience, go look for that. That's the Aces Tent, and you can get a table for as little as 2, and then you've got your own seating out back, and you've got a front row first-class experience. So those are still available, too. We'd love to sell some more of those.
Absolutely. So if you don't have your ticket yet, go on over to lffairshow.org. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be like a little kid. I'm going to be like,
yeah,
the
me too.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning, Clint.
Yeah,
it's
thanks.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Can't wait to see you at the show and everybody else. Get out there.
That's right. Get your tickets, lffairshow.org. Well, have a good day today.
All right. Thank you, Will.